This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This month marks 1 year since the coronavirus pandemic took hold in our region, completely changing many aspects of our lives and exposing deep racial and socioeconomic inequities. WHYY is examining what we have lost, what we have found over the past year, and how we're moving forward. Today, health reporter Nina Feldman tells us how a Bucks County nurse who had just started her career learned to treat an unknown disease.
Just a few weeks after Julia Smith landed her first job, COVID-19 patients started flooding the floor of her hospital unit. No one knew how to handle them, not the veteran nurses, and certainly not her.
Being new, you go off of your ABCs, and this is something that we weren't taught.
St. Mary Hospital in Bucks County designated nurses to go into patient rooms and stay there when things got bad. No family members, and no doctors, unless the patient was declining fast. Smith understood the need to conserve personal protective gear.
But at the same time, it's like, I'm the only one that is doing these things. it's hard.
Meanwhile, the needs of her other patients would steadily mount, and she was expected to tend to them too. Colleagues who might have usually backfilled were busy with their own patients. Call lights blinked, left unattended.
So it's a lot to have someone like that crash and feel overwhelmed. And then as soon as that room's cleaned, you get another patient. So, you know, you just did all that and here's some more.
Smith says she didn't get the help she thought she would from experienced nurses because so many of them left the hospital. The ones who stayed didn't have time to mentor her. That left Smith shouldering some of the most intense burdens, the most emotional ones. Alone.
The anxiety from not being able to breathe and feeling like a drowned fish is tremendous.
She says she wanted to offer counsel to people who were sick and lost their husband or wife to the disease.
We don't have, unfortunately, the time to provide that care for them. It's worth living. It's worth, you know, moving past this and getting better and going home for your grandchildren and your family.
Smith was exhausted. Nurse burnout was bad before the pandemic. Linda Aiken is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania who has been researching nurse burnout for 30 years.
Chronic nurse understaffing in hospitals leading up to the COVID emergency and chaotic and inefficient work environments really put nurses in a very poor position to be able to respond to the COVID surge.
Aiken's research shows a direct link between nurse burnout and patient outcomes.
High nurse burnout is associated with substantial numbers of avoidable deaths among patients that didn't have to die.
Plus, she says burnout is expensive. Patients stay longer in hospitals where nurses are burned out. And turnover costs, too. It's about as much money to replace a nurse who leaves for a better hospital or retires early or changes career as it is to pay that nurse's entire salary for a year. The pandemic only made this worse at hospitals across the country. At St. Mary, where Smith works, things got so bad that the nurses walked off the job for a couple of days.
And we stand for safe staffing and whatever we need to do to get that.
The hospital and the nurses agreed to a contract a month later, with guarantees for safer staffing. But by then, Smith's honeymoon period at St. Mary was over. Her dreams of a first year in nursing, where she learned to care for patients with a range of conditions, were dashed. Instead, it was all COVID all the time. In fact, it seems that a year navigating all this was enough to make her the expert. She was recently made the point person for new hires on her unit.
Yes, I've had some experiences over the past almost a year, but that was hard to hear. Like, you need to be a resource for these new nurses. And I'm like, but I'm a new nurse.
Smith says, even though it all felt like it happened too fast, it's been rewarding to support her greener colleagues. It's what she wishes she'd had more of. It's what keeps her going. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.